Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
This is a very blessed day. It's wonderful to be here, and it's wonderful to see the people that came just to give a special support to those that have been making such a decision in their lives. If you do have the bulletin, we chose a very strange title for our message today. As you can see, the message is entitled, My BD. Usually BD, we use that for birthday, right? Yes. Birth date. So we need to talk about birth date today because baptism is a new birth. We all know that. In John 3, verse 3, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot. It's very clear. You cannot be in the kingdom. I believe everyone comes to church, comes with one goal. We are all seeking to be in the kingdom someday. Isn't that the reason why we come to church? We don't come to church for any other reason. And anybody who comes to church for any other reason besides that, to be in the kingdom, to have eternal life, usually don't enjoy church that much. The people that enjoy church the most are the people that are seeking to be with the King of Kings. And his kingdom is coming. And it says, again, the way to the kingdom is through the water, to the baptismal waters. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus also says, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom. Jesus was talking to someone who was a scholar, a very educated man, a spiritual man. And yet, he came to Jesus and said, what do I do in order to enter the kingdom? And Jesus told him, it's very simple. You just have to go to the water and be born again. He misunderstood Jesus because he thought, I have to go to the womb of my mother, and be born again. And that's what Jesus explained to him. Now, today, we all understand that the way to the kingdom is through Christ. And Christ is the living water. And that's why we need Jesus Christ today and always. Jesus also said, anyone who believes and believing is nothing unless moves you to action. And that's what the action says. Anyone who believes and is baptized. I have met throughout my life many people who believe a lot of stuff. And yet they don't do anything to change their lives. So what is believing good for? Nothing, right? So anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. Is here it says, you believe, you act, and then the reward comes. Three steps very well put together. But anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. Why? Because if you refuse to believe, what do? You have no works, you have no faith, you have no action. Now, Jesus also said, and I'll tell you the truth, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Many people do not understand what this verse means. Many people think that, what is the truth? And that's the problem. Many people define the truth in a very convenient way. There is only one truth, and we'll have the Bible text that says that's John 8:32. Now it says here, there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and how many baptisms?
One.
You know, in our Christian, so-called Christian world today, there's more than 14 types of baptisms. They call baptisms. The word baptism in Greek, it means to go under the water. It's not just put a little bit of water in there for our heads. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. This is Ephesians 4, verse 4 to 6. I like to always like these Bible verses because it says clearly, there is not two different truths. There's only one. One God, one baptism, one church. And that is very important for us to realize. Now, it says one baptism. A new family. What is a new family? At birth, we gain earthly family. How many of you here do remember your birthday? Oh, only a few. There are some that I wish to forget. Now, why do we know our birthdays? Because people, those that are very close to us, those that appreciate us, those that love us, keep remind us. And they also celebrate. Why do people celebrate birthdays anyway? You're just getting old. Why would you celebrate? Because each birthday, the celebration is the fact that says, I have gained one extra year of life. Actually, you're celebrating life. There is a group, a religious group, that does not celebrate birthdays. I have given Bible studies to some of them. And some young people in private confess to me that is one of the things that they wish that a church would allow them to celebrate because they like to celebrate their birthdays. Why we celebrate birthdays? Once again, we celebrate life. And today we are here to celebrate life. Now, that birthday that you remember very well, it is when you were born to a earthly family. But today, you're going to start a new birthday. I like to say this to the church. Can you imagine what difference would have made in our denomination, our church? If instead of having a bulletin here, the birthdays when the people came to this world, if we had here the dates when they actually were baptized, would you imagine how different our church would have been if every single time we'll be only celebrating the day that we gave our life to Christ? Because that is the birthday that will count forever. That's the one. So at baptism, we become a member of a everlasting, eternal family. Now in Romans 8:15, it says, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you receive God's Spirit. When He adopted you as His own children, now we call Him Abba, Father. In verse 16, for His Spirit joins with our spirits, who affirm that we are God's children. We are God's children. And don't forget this ever. But to all who believe in Him, and has accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. It's not only to believe, but also move to action to accept Him and to profess Him. Verse 13, they are reborn, not with a physical birth result from human passion or plan, but a birth that became from God. And that is the baptism that we're talking about. Now, girls, I'm glad that you're here. Look at the screen, please. This is MIBD. MI is yours, okay? What is BD stands for? Baptismal Day. Best decision yet. The best and the most important decision in your life. Beloved disciple. No one is baptized just for the sake to get wet. You're baptized to start a journey. You not only have to become a child of God, but you have to reveal to others who God is through the way you choose to live in your life. Amen. We usually, traditionally, use the word disciple in reference to male because of the Bible. But the word disciple has nothing to do, it's not male or female. Disciple means just a student of the word. And that is I like the text of Paul who says, in God there's no male or female, free or slave. We are all equal in God. And that is what you become today, a beloved disciple. Believer's dedication. Blameless deeds. That's what you're supposed to produce in your life. Behave divinely. The purpose for you to be baptized is for you to start reflecting the image of God in you. God created you for that purpose. If anyone belongs to Christ, there is a new creation. The old things have gone. It's very sad when somebody is baptized, made a dedication to God, and is enticed to go back to the old ways. No way back. All right, girls? No look back. Now is always look forward. That's what his life is all about. Everything is made new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are all waiting for. What are we waiting for? What are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized. Have your sins washed away by calling the name of Lord Jesus Christ? Now, before you used to say, oh, my last name is Kisaka or Tayeg, or how do you pronounce your last name? Bat? Beta? Yes. I couldn't hear very well, but they heard. And of course, Moinda. What is your last name, really? Because when we join a family, we get a new name. Scripture tells us that God has, at this moment when you are baptized, He's going to enter your name in the book of life. And it's a name that is unique just for you. It's a name that you're going to keep for throughout eternity. Make sure, girls, that as your name enters the book of life, that every single day in your lives, you honor the Lamb. Because He's keeping your name right there. Each one of you have a guardian angel. And according to Luke 15, the moment you're baptized, your guardian angel is going to take off fast to heaven to have a celebration. One person asked me, but Pastor, if my angel goes straight to heaven, what am I going to do here by myself there? I said, don't worry, God has some angels, to extras, to take care of you. So Acts 22, verse 16. Now this is the time that we will ask the young ladies to come forward. We like the two families also that are joined the church by profession of faith. Please come forward. We have a total of 8 people that are joining our church. 4 by profession of faith and 4 by baptism. Yes, please stay here. Over here, please. Some people are more shy. They don't like to be in front. But thank God we don't have to do this every day, right? They are coming to join you too. As the screen says, my vows. I put it in a bulletin. Those of you that have a bulletin, I put all the 13 vows here. So you can have the scriptures, everything in a bulletin. You can follow in the bulletin or you will be also in the screen. So I'm going to read the vows and all you know how you answer. I believe if I ask you, do you believe? Same thing for you folks. The difference is number 12. Number 12 for you will be by profession of faith. And number 12 for you will be about baptism. Okay? Now, I call this I believe. That is the ground of our life in Christ. I believe. And you notice that behind I believe, I put a picture of the Bible. In this church, we do not believe anything else that is not in the Bible. Only what is in the Bible, it is the basis of our faith. So, it says, I believe there is one God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, a unity of 3 co-eternal persons. They need to hear you, okay? They need to hear you, okay? So,
I
yes, that sounds better. It looks like a choir here, so. Number two, I accept the death of Jesus Christ on Calvary as my atoning sacrifice for my sins. And I believe that through faith in his shed blood, I am saved from sin and its penalty. That sounds beautiful. I renounce the world and its sinful ways. And I have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, believing that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven my sins and given me a new heart. I accept by faith the righteousness of Christ, my intercessor in the heavenly sanctuary, and I accept his promise of transforming grace as well as power to live a loving, Christ-centered life in my home as well as before the world.
I believe
that the Bible is the God's inspired word, the only rule of faith and practice for those who believe in God. I covenant to spend time regularly in prayer and Bible study. I accept the Ten Commandments as a transcript of the character of God and a revelation of his will. It is my purpose by the power of the indwelling Christ to keep his law, including the fourth commandment, which requires the observance of the seventh day of the week as God's holy Sabbath. I look forward to the soon coming of Jesus as the blessed hope when this mortal shall put on immortality. As I prepare to meet the Lord, I will witness to his loving salvation and by life and word to help others to be ready for his glorious appearing. I accept the biblical teaching of spiritual gifts, and I believe that the spirit of prophecy is one of the identifying marks of God's remnant church. I believe in God's church. It is my purpose to support it by returning God's tithe and offerings and by my personal effort and influence. I did this on purpose. If you notice, God's tithe, and there is the cross, which is plus offerings. All right. Glorifying God in the body. I believe that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I will honor God by caring for it, avoiding the use of which is harmful, abstaining from all unclean foods, from the use, manufacture, or sell of alcoholic beverages, or sale of tobacco and its own forms for human consumption, and that includes marijuana too, and from the misuse of the trafficking in narcotics and other drugs. That's a long one, huh? Now, this is God's property. All right? You look good, girls. Yes. God is claiming you as his today. Number 12, this is where it is for them, and then we have for you, okay? This is for you, for the girls first. I know and understand the fundamental biblical principles as taught by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It is my purpose, by the grace of God, to order my life in harmony with these principles. Right? This is for them now. I have accepted the biblical teachings of baptism by immersion. And I profess before the church that I was so baptized as a public expression of my faith in Christ and in his forgiveness of my sins. All right. Now 13 for both groups. I believe that the Adventist Church is God's remnant church of the Bible prophecy, and that people of every nation, race, and language are invited and accepted into its fellowship. And because it stands on the Bible alone, I desire to be an active member of this church.
I believe.
Wow, that took a little pause. All right. Okay. This is the time that we like to make a motion for those that are members of the local church. We like to make a motion to accept them by baptism and them by profession of faith. The adults, he is not yet there. Okay, so first, I'd like to introduce to you. Okay. Now let's take a vote for them first. Is there a motion? So move. All the members here, I need a second. Okay. Now I need all the members here present to vote, because in this church we vote a little bit different than other churches. They are standing before you here. Would you please stand before them? Now, the family members that are here visiting, if you do want to support their decision as well, if you are committed to support their decision as well, would you be willing to stand as well, please? Yes, visitor care. Now, why are you standing before them? Before God, you are promising to be kind to them, to be forgiving, to be gracious, to lift them up, because they are not here acquiring perfection. They are striving for perfection. It's different. They want to be in the kingdom, but they need you. And today they are saying, we are trusting our lives to you, to your fellowship, to your church. You are the ones who are going to help us to raise us up. By the way, babies need to be fed. They need to eat. They need to get strong. They need exercise. A lot of exercise. And then when they arrive in the kingdom, when Jesus Christ comes for them, they will be standing to see the King of Kings, and you'll be right there, as you promised today. Please be seated. Now, you're going to all do that again for them. This is Brother Hector and Sister Aurora. And then the other side is Brother Angel and Sister Jennifer. And of course, this little fellow here is their child. Okay? Now, we like to ask, is there a motion to accept them by profession of faith in our church? Is there a second? Now the same thing, would you support them? Stand up, please. You are not only welcome them, but you are promised before God to fellowship with them, to be gracious to them, to be kind, to be forgiven. And when it needs some reminding of them what faith is all about, you need to have the courage to tell them too. We need to be a caring family, because we are in eternity business. We cannot afford to be too compromising. We cannot afford to be too careful or careless about how we're going to impress them. We need to impress them with the love of Christ every single day. So when they call you, be patient. When they ask you for assistance, be kind. When they ask you to be present, give them the presence. Give them the presence of your presence. God bless you. Thank you. Now, my head elder and Sister Donato, come forward, please. This is our head elder And this is our clerk. So she will welcome them into membership.